I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Colin Kaepernick workout for the NFL teams did not go as planned on Saturday. Although it was scheduled to take place privately at the Falcons practice facility in Flowery Branch, at the last minute, the former 49ers quarterback changed venues, moving it to Charles Drew High School in Riverdale, where it was open to fans and the media. He spoke about the situation after he left the field.
I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth, stop running from the people.
Kaepernick has been unsigned since 2016, since he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality and racial injustice. He says the league tried to get him to sign a waiver that may have indemnified the NFL from any potential lawsuits moving forward. Kaepernick and former teammate Eric Reed settled a collusion suit against the NFL earlier this year. A second scooter company is leaving the Atlanta market. As GPB's Ross Durrell reports, Lyft will end scooter operations in the city by the end of this week.
In the statement, the company thanked its riders and the city government, but said it's shifting its resources. It'll still offer its rideshare service here. Lyft was permitted to operate 2,000 devices in Atlanta. Just a few months ago, Gotcha also removed its scooters from city streets. According to the publication TechCrunch, Lyft is leaving five other cities, including Nashville and Dallas, and laying off some 20 employees. But scooter riders will still have options. Six other companies are still operating the dockless devices in the city. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Two historic black churches founded in the 1880s have been listed among Georgia's most threatened historic buildings. The Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation released its annual list of places in peril. The latest list includes Asbury United Methodist Church in Savannah and Antioch Baptist Church in Tolliver County. Asbury still has an active congregation, but portions of the 1887 building are unusable due to water damage. Regular services are no longer held in Antioch, which was founded by free slaves in 1886. Well, the inside of Georgia's juvenile prisons is a dangerous place to be. A new report from the AJC found at least 60 officers were fired for using excessive force between 2015 and 2018. Tyrone Oliver, who became Georgia's new juvenile justice commissioner this year, says he plans to enforce more accountability from his employees. But about half of the jobs for correction officers remain unfilled, and the turnover rate for entry-level officers in their first year is 130%, mainly due to low pay and long hours. The Walter F. George School of Law at Mercer University is teaming up with the Georgia Bar Association to commemorate the centennial of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. The Telegraph reports that a traveling exhibit is on display at the law school through Saturday. Mercer says the exhibit chronicles the history of the women's suffrage movement and efforts to expand voting rights. A panel discussion celebrating 100 years of women at Mercer Law School is also planned for Thursday at the Douglas Theater in Macon. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons picked up their third win of the season yesterday, beating the Carolina Panthers 29-3. GPB's Taylor Gantas more.
For the second week in a row, Atlanta looked like a team reborn, especially on defense. The Falcons tallied four interceptions and five sacks against the Panthers. Receiver Calvin Ridley spoke about the team's newfound success after the game.
The first half of the season wasn't really good for us, and man, we've been hitting on all cylinders this second half, and we've been practicing real good, and we're bringing it from the practice field to the game field, and I just, you know, really enjoy, you know, watching us do good, so it feels good.
The team shuffled its coaching staff earlier this month, which included moving assistant coach Raheem Morris from offense to defense. Since then, the team has yet to surrender a touchdown. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.